This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:45 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ravens taking care of business again last night in the preseason. And we could talk about the final score all we want. In the preseason, that really doesn't matter, although the Ravens make it seem like it matters. They win 23-10. But I take away some other things. My buddy Charles just texted me about something that I want to touch on, so I'll do it first. Kyle Hamilton is a talent. Can't miss tackles.
Which you're talking about, the quarterback?
Two of them.
Yeah,
two of them last night.
Yeah.
You can't miss tackles, yeah. Man. I mean, I'll say what a lot of people are going to say is first preseason game, maybe excited, but keep in mind. And Ed, you know, and Jeremy knows I was lukewarm on that pick, and mm-hmm. we'll see. I was very lukewarm about that pick, but there's some things that you can't miss tackles. You can't fly in there willy nilly.
I love Patrick Queen.
Yeah, man. Just that's my number. That's my first thing I'll say. That's on the negative side. On the positive side, and I can't say it again, Ed. Man, I like this Isaiah Likely kid.
He's the one above all others that stood out to everyone who was there. You heard it from Cordell, from myself, from whoever was there, during camp. He really stands out. You can tell he's a talent, man. He really is. He's gonna contribute. He's the one I think is gonna take catches away from guys like Duvernay.
Well, I don't know what they plan to do with Riley Webb. He had one catch for 34 yards, but that was a contested catch in traffic, Jeremy. He snatched it and took it away from the defender.
Yeah, I already had our boy that called into the show yesterday about him.
Yeah.
He already tweeted at me.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, about, hey, my concrete lock hit. That kid looks good.
Yeah.
So, and I know you've been talking about him quite a bit as well.
Ed. Yeah, I like him and Likely. They were the mm-hmm. two that stood out to me. I think he's, he can play.
Who's this kid, Anthony Brown, that played last night? I know he's a rookie from Oregon, but, man, he didn't look bad.
Yeah, and I guess sometimes you're just seeing if, especially with quarterbacks, like, I don't know how often, and we can go back and look at it when you start talking about certain players that you kick the tires on them, and then all of a sudden you look at a guy that comes in and go, oh, okay, he can play. And sometimes at other positions, like defensively, we don't talk about it enough, the guys that you find either off the scrap heap, wherever. But I don't know what the QB position that you're ever going to find either. You know what you got. With this, I was waiting for the Tyler Huntley tweets early on. I was looking for it, saying, is somebody going to write something?
Well, I'm with Brown. Brown's a guy that you hope lands on somebody's practice squad and does that for a couple of years and gets another opportunity and maybe have a chance to make some money as a backup. That's how I see. I don't see him as being a feature quarterback or a future star in the National Football League, but I see him as if you can put him on a practice squad. Let him hang around for a couple of years, and then see what he can do year number three, year number four, or if he can break, these developmental leagues open up a little bit more. I see him as a guy that can do something professionally, not as a starter in the National Football League, but come on, Jeremy, you need 64 quarterbacks at least.
Yeah.
You need 64. Well, at some point, he could be a top 64 quarterback in the league.
Well, there are things to look at with the guys, too, but It makes you wonder, though, is there going to be some point where somebody, I think a lot of times it's about opportunity cost. Like, if you don't get to showcase your talents, and you also have to look at who you're playing with,
right,
the team you go to. That's why for undrafted free agents, I think they're the ones that have to make the right decision.
Right.
And it's not about, I want to go play for my hometown team. For me, it would be, okay, if I'm a running back, whose running back room looks pretty weak?
Mm-hmm.
Who has guys that are often hurt? If I'm a wide receiver, who's going to get an opportunity here, and can I get,
from a quarterback, whose starter should be a backup, and backup is worse than that?
Yeah.
That's what I look at. And there's a couple of those teams in the National Football League. If I'm a quarterback and Chicago calls me to ask me to be on their practice squad, I'm not saying I don't like the quarterback, I don't like the offensive line. Why they may go three quarterbacks this year.
Why did I blank on the kid out of Missouri that always had his hat on backwards? That was a perennial backup his entire career and made all that money.
For the Saints.
He was with the Saints. For the Wild. He was with the Chiefs.
Oh, my gosh, I can't think of him.
I think he went to the Bears at one point.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
His whole life.
Isn't he still in the league?
Yeah. His whole life, he played backup quarterback, and they said he made something like $46 million and started three games in his career or something ridiculous. And so there you go. You get the anonymity of being an NFL player, not having to worry about everybody recognizing you. You're a multimillionaire if you've done well with your money.
Chase Daniels,
yep. And then all of a sudden, you come out of your playing career, and guess what? You're still pretty damn healthy. Yeah. Not a bad living.
Didn't Chase Daniel, was he a Heisman? He was a Heisman Trophy finalist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. He's been in the ranks, 35 years old, man. Still around, still hanging. You still in the league? I haven't gotten hit in 10 years. Let's go out to the phone lines right now. Ed Towson. What's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
I think that, well, look, Rob, Charlie Batch had a big career.
That's a good one.
Away. He probably walked away healthy, too, man.
That's a good one, yep.
Yes, sir. But look, I think that, from my observations, I was in the end zone. And I like the end zone shot because you get to see a lot. Isaiah Likely, the kid's going to catch a lot of balls, and I hope that Greg Roman has a way to implement him in the offense and a flex and things like that because the kid's going to be difficult to cover for a lot of people. But
I made the comparison real quick, Ed, of Marcus Colston, who used to play for the Saints. What do you think about that?
Perfect.
Yeah.
The thing that they got to do with him, though, whoever it is, the offensive line coach that's teaching these kids to block, they need to make sure that kid, when they have edge plays, they need to teach that kid to keep his hands in the right spot because he could have got at least, I was in the end zone, at least three or four holding calls that they kind of let go because it's a preseason game. A couple of times when we bounced it to the outside, I was looking at that. He's got to keep his hands inside. He's going to get a lot of holding calls. And if you're going to play tight end with the Baltimore Ravens, you're offensive lineman first, and then they throw you the ball. So that's one thing they got. If they work on that, if that kid learns how to block, he's going to create a lot of diversion because they're going to look at him as blocking, and he's going to slide off just like Andrews does. And he's going to catch a lot of balls, but they got to teach him to block first. He's an offensive lineman first, a tight end second. They do that, that kid has a lot of positives. And like I said, they got to implement him the right way and put him into the offense. But, yeah, I like the kid. He's just got to get his basics down. Take care,
thanks
guys.
A lot. Appreciate that, Ed. Let's go out to Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I kind of agree with that. But I think the Ravens would be more effective because likely if you move him and also put him on the outside, and that would be a matchup problem because he got speed.
Kai, I'm with you. I don't see him lining up inside too much. I see him in the slot and moving a lot. I don't know how much tight end he's actually going to play.
That, I agree with that. I think if you want to get a tight end to put the hands on him, get the other guy. The other guy is a little better with that. But I called about Travis Jones, man.
Mm-hmm.
He was spinning and moving. He's going to be a force to be reckoned with in that middle, along with Pierce, man. So I think Travis Jones and also the receiver undrafted guys like Makai and the guy that caught the touchdown. I think they should keep those guys around, even if they keep them on the practice squad. All right, fellas.
Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057. He's talking about Bridges, Sherman Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Is that who he's talking about?
Shamar.
Is it Shamar?
Mm-hmm. I thought that's what it was.
Shamar. It may be Shamar. I got to keep up, bro. I got to keep up, man. Come on.
The players that – look, we're at that point where
– I like Isaiah.
Yeah. And it's likely that he's actually playing in games. You like what I did there?
No, I don't. That's just too easy. That's lazy.
Sorry.
That's lazy. You got to come up with something better than that. That's been done before. is that a dad joke?
Even dads would be like, come on, man. That's not.
Me. That's me. Dad. No, come on. Got to do better.
Ed, you
than
didn't
that.
Say anything.
No, because I'm not that old.
Well, that's about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was as dad a joke as I've ever heard.
Well, you get lazy on Fridays?
Maybe I've just already clocked out. Who knows?
That joke is clocked out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.